This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Our telephone listen line is 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Hey, you know, I noticed something that I'd like to ask our class to contribute to this research, this broadcast classroom research. So as most of you know, we heat our house with wood. We have an outdoor wood furnace. And it has a pretty large firebox, 60 inches deep, 48 inches wide. We fill it with wood, and it heats this water jacket of about 400 gallons of water. That water circulates through the heating system in the house, and the heat is extracted from that water, and it heats the house. And the hot water comes in, the cool water is returned after the heat's removed from the water, and the water gets heated again with wood in the wood boiler, if you will. Well, we can set the speed of the pump. It's a multi-speed pump, three-speed pump. And we circulate the water at low, medium, or high speeds. And typically we can heat the house on low speed. Well, when it's really cold, we might set it to medium. If it's really, really, really cold, we might set it to high speed. It just increases the volume of water that flows through the heat exchangers in the house. The outside wood furnace has a set point, and we set it to about 177 degrees maximum. So when the water heats up to 177, it shuts off the air intake to the heater, and the fire just smolders. You know, very barely stays lit. And when it drops 10 degrees below that, the damper opens, the air inlet damper opens up, and the fire starts again, and until it reaches 177 degrees, then it shuts back down. So it's automated. It works great. It's been working great since 2009. What we've noticed is that it's harder and harder to heat our house. And I believe the reason is not the wood furnace, not the circulating pump, none of that. I believe it has to do with the reduction in solar radiation that is landing on our house and the roof. So what I'm saying is the sun is not heating the outside of the house as much, and because of the dimming, it's using it's hard for our outdoor wood furnace to keep up. Now that's something to be more difficult, I believe, for a person who's not loading a wood stove to notice this. They just say, "Well, our heating bill went up a little bit, or our heating bill went up a lot." So my question for you is: are you seeing the same thing out there? For those who are in class today, are you noticing that it's taking more to heat your house, more energy to heat your house than the previous years? I believe that what I've explained is the reason why, but I'd like to know what your opinion is. So over the next week or two or whenever, give us a call. And the number to call in is 866-582-9933. And the best time to call is when we're here. And that's between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. Captain John Reagan, what's new with you?
Oh, boy. It's such a roller coaster this last month with our temperatures. We got hit with our third round of the Arctic blast just in time for the weekend. And Friday I wanted to put up a post to, mock the drivers of Dallas because of the snowpocalypse that we had. A whole one-tenth of an inch of snow recorded at the airport. And it would have been funny, but the way that things happened, yes, it was a small amount of snow that, really wouldn't have made any difference to driving, and people would have had problems with it. But just because of the way things were, that little bit of snow melted and then became black ice. And that caused a lot of problems Friday for people driving. If you brought up a map of the Metroplex Friday afternoon, the highways were pretty much just all red. And it took, in some cases, people several hours to make it home because of the problems.
We had something similar here. And we had about 4 inches of snow in our neck of the woods in Missouri. And there are a lot of lightly traveled roads, and then we have dirt roads. And I live on a dirt road, as most of our class already knows. What the farmers do is they like to make their own tracks. So just after it snows, they'll try to find a spot that does not have tire tracks on it. And the reason is simple. We have a lot of hills here in the Ozarks. And the idea is if you have your own tracks, it's less slippery than if you're riding in someone else's tracks. So the farmers will seek out an area to make their own tracks, and pretty soon the entire road is covered with tire tracks. So there's no fresh snow. And then it becomes really, really slippery. And what we've noticed in our travels during the snow is that there are a lot of vehicles that just slide off the road and end up in ditches, because on the edge of the roads around here there are ditches, and the ditches can be a foot below the road or more. And I've mentioned to my wife, Mrs. Finelli, and our son, if we're in the vehicle in a truck, and we've got a four-wheel drive, pretty heavy light truck. It's a 3/4-ton Dodge diesel. And it has brand new mud and snow tread. So it's a real aggressive tread, and it's perfect for this kind of driving. And what I've noticed is that there are drivers behind the wheel of all kinds of vehicles. I'm talking about small cars. I'm talking about medium-sized cars, light trucks, two-wheel drive trucks, four-wheel drive trucks. And I believe that all of those drivers feel that they have better tires, better vehicles, and better driving skills than we do, because they are willing to pass us in dangerous, dangerous areas. They're willing to pass us when there are blind spots up ahead. They're willing to pass us approaching curves. And I'm talking about on glare ice. It's unbelievable how adept these drivers are at manipulating their vehicles and their tires and their suspension systems and their drivetrains so much better than I am. They really are so much better. And I don't understand it. Actually, what I'm saying is they're stupid. They're stupid for running these risks. They will go down hills, around bends, and they will put everyone in their path at risk. And I can't stand it. What's wrong with driving more responsibly? I'd like to see more of it. And unfortunately, I don't think there are any regulations on the road for driving speeds in in inclement weather. So it may be a 55-mile-an-hour zone when it's clear and dry, but that doesn't mean that you have to drive 55 on glare ice. And my thought is, what would I do if I see this guy behind me who's been riding my tail on glare ice, slippery snow, and if he slides off the road as he passes me, do I feel responsible to see if he's okay, or do I just keep on going? I haven't answered that question yet. You know, someone who puts us all at risk. John, you have any thoughts on that?
No, there's a couple things I want to try and get in before the break. Okay. Just to finish up the Dallas weather, we've got some forecasts saying 80 degrees for Wednesday. Real roller coaster. But going back to the sun on spaceweather.com, I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple of months now. Back in 2009, which, believe it or not, was before we even met, there were 260 days, or a little bit over 70% of the year, no sunspots. In 2010, that dropped down to 51 days, and then the sun went pretty much quiet 2 days in 2011. And then from 2012 through 2015, a grand total of one sunspotless day, which was in 2014. Then the last quarter of last year, there started being more sunspotless days, 32 days. This year, we already have 7 days, including five straight. So 88% of 2017 has been without sunspots. So the sun is turning itself down for now. Be interesting to see how that works out, too.
So, John, are you saying that my conclusion is has some basis in science about heating our home and what I've noticed?
I don't know if science would agree because they don't include the sun in the global warming models. But, you know, going back to what's happened in history, there's been a noted decrease in temperature when the sun goes into these spotless periods.
Okay. Well, to me, that's the only thing it can be, because I've been scratching my head all morning trying to figure this thing out. And that was the conclusion that I came up with, that it is the dimming effect of the sun on the roof and the house, which is constructed of stone, and the lack of the solar radiation warming the house, which is causing us to use more fuel. So, class, if you think that's happening to you, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetables vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to follow along, you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and click on the news tab, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and please click on the news tab. Captain John Reagan?
I just want to mention at the top of the post, I've got a link for the Hear the Watchman conference, which is going to be here in Dallas from March 31st to April 2nd. And I'll be speaking along with a number of others. It's the largest number of speakers they've had yet, so they're probably going to start earlier on Friday and go longer on Sunday. But very, very good information, and it is so timely. And for today, I start off with religious freedom. Well, the United States Army is expanding its religious freedom, at least if you're a Sikh. So you'll be able to wear your turban and beards in the Army. Just don't expect that to extend to that nasty religion known as Christianity. You'd be better keep that under wraps and not let anybody know anything. Another one of the Obama legacies.
John, I remember when the state police in the East Coast when I was growing up had to be clean shaven, no beards. I'm talking about no beards. You had to be 6 feet tall or taller. You couldn't have any tattoos. You had to have a clean and neat appearance, right? Do you remember those days?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now turbans. No, That's okay in the Army, right? And beards and what's next? I mean, well, we allow tattoos in the Army, right? Navy's had them for a long time. But, gosh, we're falling down. We're absolutely falling down. Pretty soon it's, you know, piercings, that'll be okay, too. Imagine how ridiculous we have we become.
Now, commanders who have the authority to order them to shave under the threat of, you know, biological or chemical warfare attack where you need to wear a gas mask. Because if you have a beard, you can't make a seal with the gas mask. You need to be pretty much clean shaven for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the flip side of that is you may not know ahead of time. It might be a surprise attack. And if you just have minutes, odds are you're not going to be in a position to shave your beard.
Well, I object to it. That's okay. What's next?
Well, the services have had personnel and equipment problems for some time. Another one of the Obama legacies. And now the Pentagon wants DARPA to come up with the way of converting military aircraft to drones. And this does make sense because, first off, we got the pilot shortage going on. So this makes use of existing aircraft. But it also takes us further down that road. You know, we don't really need pilots, at least in the classical sense. We can use people that would not qualify for being a pilot to sit in that chair and fly it from a remote location, at least up until the time that we've worked out the bugs and we have these aircraft go autonomous. And then it's kind of like, welcome to Skynet.
You know, John, there's there's one thing that is missing when you fly remotely. You're not really there. You're remote by definition. And so you really don't get to see the same view. And you really don't get to see maybe the people that you are going to vaporize or blow up or dismember. And so maybe that's part of the reason you don't see the carnage of war that you're inflicting when you're at the joystick of a drone, right? And he can just fly that full-size helicopter, twin-rotor helicopter, into the...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. John?
Well, I got a link, way to go, Mo. And
yeah.
Missouri has a bill that makes anti-gun businesses liable for disarmed customers' injuries. And I think that's a great way of handling things. If we do have the natural right to defend ourselves, and if a place of business wants to override that right, then they should be responsible for anything that happens to us. That might make them think twice about doing so.
And I vote with my wallet if there's a sign on the door that says no firearms allowed, unless I absolutely positively have to be in there, like a doctor's office or a hospital, you know, building or part of a hospital complex. I don't go in. And I understand that one of the guys who was involved in this is a guy named Mike Moon, one of the alleged representatives that we have. And I know Mike Moon. Mike Moon and I were standing talking with one of our instructors, the three of us, and someone called. I was at a convention several years ago, and somebody called the cops on me. I said, Finelli's here, and four cops showed up, three in front, one behind, all armed, and they invited me to leave. And they couldn't tell me why. They couldn't tell me I did anything wrong, but they were going to charge me with criminal trespass if I didn't leave, and they were going to haul me off to jail. And I was standing there talking to Mike Moon, and when the cops came, he took off. He didn't say, whoa, what's this all about? Nope. He took off. Left immediately. So, if I had any respect for Mike Moon, it left. That's my reaction to Mike Moon, alleged representative. But somehow he was involved in this. Maybe he grew a set. Maybe. I don't know. What's next, John? But I like the idea. I like the idea of putting people on notice that if they're going to leave us in harm's way, unable to protect ourselves, that they have some responsibility in doing so. And the thing that you can cite is the Colorado movie massacre, where a gunman came in with armor, body armor, and just started plinking away and shooting people in the movie theater. And it was a gun-free zone, except for the guy who had the gun, right? Everyone else was prohibited by an ordinance, and they couldn't have protection. But, you know, some people consider those signs, no firearms allowed, as a suggestion. Some people take them literally. I'm not advising anyone on what to do, but I try not to be in situations where I can't defend myself. I try really hard to do that.
And it's just amazing, time after time we find out that criminals don't follow laws.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And what I, yeah, you're absolutely right. And what I try to do, navigating the streets and places of business in Springfield, Missouri, and wherever else I travel, even when I would speak at conventions, I would have my sidearm with me. And typically I would wear a sports coat, a blue blazer, and sometime during the presentation, I would take my blazer off, and there you'd see my 45. And people would say, there's a sign on the door. And I go, really? There's a sign on the door? Just talking about my behavior. I'm not recommending anyone do anything differently. But that's sometimes I don't think things apply to me. Sometimes I ask for forgiveness instead of permission. What's next, John?
I have an article, Prep Your Tractor, How to Prepare Your Tractor for an EMP.
Yeah.
And it's
I got a real chuckle out of that.
It gets into a lot of things about, you know, spare parts and having the tools and being able to make your own spare parts, up to including 3D printing. Just one little thing that I didn't really see in the article is how do you handle things like the rubber parts, which you can't really stock up on because you get dry rot and they're going to wear out. How do you handle that for the long term?
That's a really good question, John. And you know, this article does talk about being able to make your own spare parts. And there's a video and there's a guy, a farmer, being interviewed about, you know, prepping for an EMP. And just I got a chuckle out of it because he showed a tractor. And or in this article, there's a tractor. And it's a Ford 3000 tractor. No power steering. I have one of these Ford tractors, and I bought it for exactly that reason many years ago. Mine is a 1974. It's blue and white. It's a three-cylinder diesel. It's really, really basic, but it really works for some small jobs. It's only 47 horsepower, which is kind of small in the tractor world. But you know, if you've got something 10 acres or so, or if you're doing what I do, spread manure around the farm, you know, with a chain harrow, it's really great for that. It really is. But it's got Armstrong steering, as my dad would call it. And that's a steering that you've got to have strong arms for because there's no power steering. And so it's so basic that there's not much to go wrong. But your question about rubber parts, you're absolutely right. And here's the deal. On this particular Ford 3000 tractor, and the guy that was interviewed said that he'd get tractors that would fit the bill for older tractors from $3,500 to $10,000. I paid exactly $3,500 for this tractor, and I got it at what I would consider a very fair price. I put new front tires on it, and I kept the older front tires, and they're in plastic bags to minimize the oxygen contact. The inside of the tires do not have a problem with failing because of oxygen, because there's not a lot of exchange of air between the inside of the tires and the rim or the wheel. The rear tires are brand new. It came with brand new rear tires, which was kind of nice. And tires, if you keep them out of the sun, we keep our tractors in the barn, we've determined that you can have tires that are up to 30 years old and they still will work. But hydraulic hoses, if you keep them out of the sun, they'll last a lot longer than they would in the sun as well. However, this tractor, this 1974 Ford 3000 tractor, doesn't have any exposed rubber parts, well, for the most part. There's a radiator hose. At the top and the bottom of the radiator, there's some electrical wiring that has rubber covering or plastic jacket insulation. Other than that, there's not much to fail on this tractor. So a couple spare hoses, and if you really want to spend the money for spare rear tires and front tires, which can be a lot of money, you can spend $1,000 on rear tires for a small tractor. That's something you can do, and then put them in a plastic bag, big garbage bags, or cover them with plastic, and they'll last a little longer. But you're absolutely right, John. That is a problem. But in terms of making parts, I bought a lathe, and we have some metal here, and if we need to, we can make some of the parts. It'll be difficult. It'll be like living in Cuba. You know, where you have to make everything yourself. But it can be done, but it's extremely difficult. But that's a really good point, John, about the rubber parts. I don't have an answer any better than spare parts for rubber parts. And of course, I mentioned on the air that I bought 100 valve stems, different sizes, you know, short ones and medium size, and then high pressure ones. And I bought the valve stems, and I bought a 16-ounce can of rubber cement, and we have tire plugs and patches, you know, hundreds of them, and we use them all the time. Other than that, I don't have an answer, John.
Yeah, there's, but we could spend a long time on those pieces of the preparedness puzzle that don't have easy answers.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you have one of these tractors and it is an old one that's EMP proof because it doesn't have any computerized ignition or computerized fuel injection system or computerized, whatever, you still have a battery in it, and you still want your battery to last a long time, and you need to take care of them. So some people will buy a dry battery, meaning it is not filled with acid, and they'll have a container of acid that they can fill the battery with later. Others are using desulfators, and that's what I do here at the farm, to get about double the life out of, you know, most lead-acid batteries. And then some people will take their batteries apart, or take the electrolyte out of them, rinse them out, and then refill them with electrolyte, a different kind of electrolyte. And there are plenty of YouTube videos that will tell you how to do that as well. So it is possible to extend the life, but that is a problem. The batteries are a really big problem. And then you have starters. You know, starters go bad, so do you want to get some extra brushes for your starters? And what about the alternator or the generator? Now, what I've done in that world is I have a spare generator for this whole tractor. I don't have a spare starter, but I do have a spare generator. And, you know, the list is endless. I mean, where do you stop buying spare parts? And it can get extremely expensive. So it depends on what your priorities are. Our priority is I'm not going to Disney World. I'd rather have spare parts. That's how I look at it. Captain John Reagan, what's coming up next when we come back after these few short commercial announcements?
More of the Obama legacy. Obama's best at worst.
What a great legacy. What a great legacy. I'm looking forward to hearing about all the things he has accomplished. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan.
Well, another part of the Obama legacy.
Yeah.
He's got the worst recovery in the United States history ever. And that includes where he spent $10 trillion more than what the government had, and it's still the worst. And there's an interesting chart in the article. It lists various events in the past going back to 1953. So we got 53, 57, 60, 69, 73, 81, 90, and then this century, 2001, 2007. And it charts, it goes across number of quarters, so four quarters is a year. And all those other recoveries made it back up to break even within 2 years. It took till nearly the four-year period for this recovery to get back to even. And that four-year period, looks like it was around a 10% increase in GDP at the worst. And we are now, after 9 years, just getting up to that 10% point. So congratulations, Barry. You're the worst.
Well, we've been saying that for years, John. We've been saying he's an intergalactic disgrace. And we've said that he's the worst president of the corporation in the galaxy. And it looks like it's what we've been saying is bearing out to be absolutely true. And, you know, just because he smiles and he looks happy and he can bounce a basketball, sort of, doesn't mean he's a good manager of the corporation. As a matter of fact, if he were coming to town, I wouldn't go see him. I mean, if he came to our little hamlet, I wouldn't go see him. I wouldn't go out of my way. And what about his vacations? What was it, almost $100 million in vacations?
Yeah, you think he could have made it a round number. Missed it by that much.
He did. He did. How can a guy run the corporation and be that abusive of power, abusive of finances, abusive? People are starving, and he just can't get enough vacations. And I think it was really cool what he offered to leave the swing set that the girls had at the White House that he had planted there. And it's an extravagant, extravagant swing set. It's like a playhouse swing set. any child would be delighted to have something like that. I mean, it was the Taj Mahal of swing sets. He offered to leave it for President-elect Donald Trump, and I'm paraphrasing, and Donald Trump said, nah, it's okay. I think that says a lot, that Donald Trump did not want the swing set left by Barry for his children. And what about that garden that that Michelle planted, or planted, was staged with tools in her hand, planting a garden? And what's her legacy? Fixing the school lunch program so that the children won't eat lunch anymore. What a legacy. What a legacy. I can't wait to see him leave office. Well, I'm all excited about that. And I'm sure the rest of our class is as well. John, what's coming up for hour number two?
Well, I've got a new word for the list where words mean things.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to hear your explanation of that in class. Hour number two coming up with Captain John Reagan. And if you'd like to study along with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And please click on the news tab. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back after these few short announcements and top of the hour news. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Repairs. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCS.